lot better.
That's my hope. Thanks again for hosting. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks again for checking in. 73. I am going to swing down. I'm going to call Paul one more time because I don't know if I gave him enough time to respond. But Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Tango. Paul, go ahead. And last but never least, Victor Echo 7, Zulu Whiskey. Ed, are you there?
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Delta Echo.
Yeah, hi, John. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning. I kind of slept in a little bit this morning. So, I got there when it was a lot closer to the Zulus than the Oscars. But anyway, everyone have a great one. 73.
Well, your timing's pretty good, John, because I was just wrapping up with the alphabetics and haven't called later missed yet. So you're definitely on the sheet now. Thanks again. 73. I have a couple of write-ins at the bottom here that I think I should try to call, just see if they're on the air. One is Victor Echo 7 Alpha X-Ray. Good morning, Don. And let's see, Victor Alpha 7 Delta Tango November. That's Tim in Chilliwack. Go ahead. Okay, that definitely wraps up my my list that I have in front of me. And so let's open it up for a later miss for the Rainbow Country Net. My name is Ron Romeo Oscar November, and my call sign is Victor Echo 7 Charlie Oscar Romeo. So any more check-ins for the Rainbow Country Net?
It's Victor Echo 7 Kilo Victor Oscar.
I copied Kilo Victor Oscar, but there was somebody underneath you that got clobbered. Let's go check you in first, Kevin. Go ahead.
Yeah, Victor Echo 7 Kilo Victor Oscar. Still surviving the morning. I was at the hockey game last night, which didn't go well for the Canucks, but some of you know I work there part-time, and we had a bit of excitement last night. We had one of our graphics computers absolutely go upside down just before the doors opened. So we had quite an exciting evening there, exciting in air quotes. But we managed to get through it all right, and just back at work this morning.
Now, I hope that wasn't hackers that did that.
No, it was actually a physical problem with the computer, and it'll need to be replaced, unfortunately. But that was not hackers. The security system there is pretty good, I think.
Okay, very good. Nice to hear you this morning. And anything else to say?
I was laughing when you called WHL, the Western Hockey League, so I decided to look up KVO. See if it stood for anything, and apparently it's a medical term that means keep vein open, which is appropriate. I've often thought I should be taking my coffee via IV. So there you go. You can always call me keep vein open. And to reflect an earlier caller's question, I will say best regards, and thanks for the check-in.
All right. I'm never going to remember the keep vein open, but the one thing that pops into my mind is kilovolts with a little subscript O, meaning open circuit.
Always the nerd, I tell you. Yeah. Kilovolt. You can always call me kilovolt.
Kilovolt. Maybe I should do it dramatically, like, and now it's kilovolt. Oh!
Yeah, like lick your fingers and grab these contacts. Kilovolt! Oh!
There you go. Now we got something figured out. That's a good one. I like that.
Thanks again. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, 73 Kevin. Thanks for checking in. There was somebody underneath your call. Who was that that got doubled on?
I think it was me, VA7DTN, Tim.
Oh, hi, Tim. Yeah, I had called you like a few seconds before that, but how are you? You're in Chilliwack, right?
That is correct. I have my radio in my little shack, and I can do two channels, and, you know, you can transmit on A or B. And when I heard my name called, I pick up the mic, and I basically transmit on the wrong channel. So I have to keep watching that I'm actually on the right frequency. That was my big mistake. But today, I'm trying to hook up an antenna for an SDR. I'm going to try to throw a wire out the window or out the door or something like that and see if I can fix something on my SDR.
Well, you see, this is another good reason why we have these nets, to check your preparedness. And I'm afraid this time you weren't fully 100% because I've done that so many times, it's not even funny. But as far as that antenna goes, you're just going to try any old wire, right? Because you probably don't need anything special.
I think my biggest problem is I have too many antennas hanging around in my house right now, and I'm trying to find a location where it's not going to overload this stupid thing. You know, if I run it north-south, what am I going to pick up? If I run it east-west, what am I going to pick up? And where am I going to, you know, attach the end of the wire to? So I'm kind of like looking at all possibilities, but I know full well that any time I key anything up, I'm just going to overload the thing.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's a fact of life. You could consider putting in some sort of muting relay, but it sounds like a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I think I thought about that last night, and I thought, no, I'm just going to have to live with this thing and see how it works. And what I'm trying to do is I don't have a waterfall on my HF radio, and I'm trying to get this SDR to work as a waterfall for me.
I went through the same process about a year and a half ago. I was, rigging up my Kenwood 440. And I thought, you know, I have this SDR radio. I'm gonna turn that into my waterfall, because that's really the only thing that's the major thing that's missing from some of the older radios. And you know, after lots of hemming and hawing, I ended up buying a new radio. So I just killed it that way.
I'm doing the same thing. I got an ICOM. I actually borrowed an ICOM from our club. And I've been using that for the last number of months, and with the idea that, okay, I'm going to buy a radio. What am I going to buy? How often am I using this thing? What am I doing with it? You know, I don't want to drop another $2,000 into a radio if I'm not going to use it. But the one that catches my eye right now is the ICOM 7300, but they have a new version, a Mark II version. The difference in price is about $1,000. I think the new one's going to come out at about $2,500, and the old version that they're still selling is $1,500. So is it worth an extra $1,000 just to get the new updated version or not?
That's a tricky one. That's a really tricky one. I can tell you, when I was looking a year or so ago, it was no question the ICOM 7300 is the go-to value purchase, you know, for a new radio. But that was the old one. You know, as you said, around $1,500, that was pretty good. I don't understand why the new one's more expensive. Obviously, it has some new features, but $1,000 worth? I know it's got an external monitor plug this time, but that's
right.
The only thing I know about. I personally still think the ASU offerings are pretty good, like the FTDX10. And what's that other one, the AE7? Anyways, they've got a couple of radios that are in the same kind of price range, maybe even a little bit less than the 7300. They're good radios, too.
That 991's pretty good.
Did I miss in that?
Stand by, everybody. Yes, I guess you did. No, we're still just chatting. We haven't wrapped up the net yet. Who have I got there?
Oscar Romeo.
No, it's closed for Ocean Rain.
No, we don't have any soy sauce here. V7OR, I'm in and out. Thank you. Good afternoon. Hope everyone's antenna survives. 7-3.
Yeah, okay, we got you, Merlin. No problem.
Got in the North Shore.
Now, where were we? I was talking to Tim, right?
That's correct. What I'm finding, though, is if you follow a brand, then you can kind of get a handle on how their menus work and how the structure works and how everything else works. And right now, I'm running an ICOM portable, or I guess a car-mounted unit is what I've got that I'm trucking on now. It's in my shack. And then I've got the IC746 Pro. So those two, I can understand the menus. I can understand all of that. The club has a new ICOM as well. And I've noticed that if you go to like a Kenwood, they do things slightly different. So now you're kind of like struggling. It's like, okay, what button do I have to push and what do I have to deal with? So I'm almost thinking about, okay, stay with the brand and then you can get used to the idiosyncrasies of that brand.
Oh, I get your drift now. Okay. Well, you know, you do have a point there. I like to think we're able to learn, new brands, but the trouble is it gets frustrating, especially when you just turn on your new set. It's a different brand than your old set. The entry protocols are different. And you think to yourself, my gosh, I just spent $1,500 and this damn thing is getting in my way. Why isn't that menu there? I know what you mean.
Anyways, that's a project for next year, I think. I'm going to keep on going with what I'm doing right now. I have access to our club. I have the key to the door, so I can go in there anytime. I can use the HF radio this year. We've got a great, massive four-element Yagi that we put up this year, and everything I need is right there, and it's a 10-minute drive from my house. So for now, I can probably use the club equipment. I don't have to spend $2,000 on my own gear. So that's kind of where it's at.
All right, that's good. I was just thinking about the SDR approach. You know, throwing a wire up there is definitely the first best thing to do because, you know, there's no cost, no issues there. But most people, they do put in some sort of TR relay on their main antenna to feed the SDR, but that's a bit of a construction project. I don't endorse buying one of those because most of the ones out there don't have an LNA in them. And, you know, the TR relay and the power splitter or whatever configuration they use, they're usually a little bit lossy. And I don't think that's good engineering. So that's a project for another day, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Today is just try to hang a wire, find a place to put it, keep it out of the weather, or keep it away from the building, or keep it away from my camper and my truck, because those are, you know, nice little aluminum boxes that prevent, you know, reception.
Okay. And I think I heard Randy in there throw in with that the FT991 was a pretty good choice. I'm looking at it on the line now, and, yeah, it's a nice little radio. I like it.
Yeah, it's not a bad radio. I had a choice of getting the 991, the 7HQ, and the 7300. I chose the 7300. I paid like $1,600 for the stupid thing.
Yeah, but it works, right?
Works fine. I got the automatic antenna tuner with a microphone and speaker, and now I'm just waiting for the rest of the parts to come.
Well, you know, if you had bought a 991, I don't think you would have come in any cheaper, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was looking at them too, and I felt more on the waterfall on the 7300 than the little one on the 991. Okay, I just wanted to throw it in there. 7-3, guys.
Victor Cassette, Alpha Juliet.
Who is that station again?
Victor Echo 7, Delta Juliet, just a quick in and out.
Okay, no problem. I'll make sure you're checked off on the... Oh, yeah, I see it there, Dave. Okay, thanks, Dave. So, Tim, we'll call it 73 for now, and thanks for the chat.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm going to have to try to get out of here. I was late this morning. I'm going to have to try to get on this thing a little bit more often. It's actually been enjoyable listening to this network.
I think that's a great idea, and I endorse that you jump on every day of the week, but even if I'm not here.
I'll work on it. 73, thanks.
All right, 73. And Randy, 73, thanks for the comments there. Do we have anybody else that wants to check in on the Rainbow Country Net?
Victor Echo 7 X-ray uniform.
Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Hotel Golf.
Victor Echo 7 X-ray uniform. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. Yeah, thank you for taking my check-in, and that's all. No other traffic, 33s.
All right, well.